Dominican nationals busted with $29 million of fentanyl, say police. By Robert Arce on October 28, 2018. Law enforcement officials near Boston, Massachusetts, arrested two Dominican nationals in connection with the seizure of over 70 pounds, 32 kilograms, of fentanyl. The drugs have an alleged street value of $28.8 million. Earlier this week, according to a media release from the U.S. Attorney's District of Massachusetts, law enforcement officers in the Boston area discovered 70 pounds of the potentially deadly drug. Police also recovered a firearm and $20,000 in cash. Prosecutors charged Angel Javier Morel O'Neill, 33, a Dominican national residing in Methuen, with one count of possession with intent to distribute 400 grams or more of fentanyl. Jose A. Rodriguez, 41, also faces one count of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute and to distribute fentanyl. The town of Methuen is approximately 28 miles north of Boston. According to the charging documents, law enforcement officials began investigating Morel O'Neill in June 2018. The investigation culminated with a traffic stop on Pleasant Valley Street in Methuen on October 22, 2018, during which officers seized 2 kilos of fentanyl from the front passenger seat of the vehicle Morel O'Neill was driving. After seizing the drugs, law enforcement officials executed a search warrant at Morel O'Neill's residence in Methuen, where they allegedly seized approximately 30 kilos of fentanyl, drug distribution paraphernalia, and a loaded firearm. While serving the search warrant, Rodriguez was arrested when he arrived at Morel O'Neill's residence to deliver $20,000. Prosecutors say the money was to be used to pay for half of the transportation costs of a narcotics shipment recently delivered to Morel O'Neill. Officials seized the money from a hidden compartment in a car allegedly driven by Rodriguez. Rodriguez faces a sentence of no greater than 20 years in prison, a mandatory minimum of 3 years and up to a lifetime of supervised release, and a fine of up to $1 million. Morel O'Neill faces a mandatory minimum of 10 years and up to life in prison, a mandatory minimum of 5 years and up to a lifetime of supervised release, and a fine of up to $10 million. Sentences are imposed by a federal district court judge based on the United States sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. Robert Arce is a retired Phoenix police detective with extensive experience working Mexican organized crime and street gangs. Arce has worked in the Balkans, Iraq, Haiti, and recently completed a 3-year assignment in Monterrey, Mexico, working out of the consulate for the United States Department of State, International Narcotics, and Law Enforcement Program, where he was the regional program manager for Northeast Mexico, Coahuila, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Durango, San Luis Potosí, Zacatecas. You can follow him on Twitter. He can be reached at robertrarce@gmail.com.